Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 23rd of April, 2024. It's Tuesday. We're running a little late. Mark is ready to read the fourth chapter of 1 Peter. This chapter talks about the Gentiles, how they used to walk in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. And then he goes on to say that the end of all things is at hand. Well, if the end of all things was at hand back there when Peter was preaching, how much closer is the end of all things now? He also says, whenever anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. And he says, beloved, be not, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as so something strange happened unto you. And he says, we're going to be partakers of Christ's sufferings, and we'll be reproached for the name of Christ. Well, I think we're going to be seeing more suffering at the hands of the reprobate wicked as time comes nearer to a close myself. I'll turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter.
First Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to lust of men, the will of God. The time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles with wrongful lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them the same excess of right, speaking evil of you. You shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch in the prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as oracles. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping their souls to him in well-doing, send the faithful Creator.
Here. Okay, thank you, Mark. Hope you all have a good day.